once or twice in the past few years, I didn't feel like doing it. The fire's all laid stop when the cold weather comes, and that's all there is to it.
Well, the black stuff that forms in the fireplace.
Soot.
Okay, and then after the logs burn down, what you have left is?
Embers.
Embers?
Ashes.
Ashes?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
Now, if it's wood, nothing but wood,
mm-hmm.
you can use the ashes around flowers.
Around flowers.
But if coal is in it, no, no.
Uh-huh. Okay. There's a kind of very rich pine that you use to start a fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, what do you call that?
Kindling.
Kindling. Do you ever call that anything else? If it's real fat?
Yes. Country people do.
Lighter?
Well, light wood, yes, but... some of these, not many. These are called, why I can't think of that. It's a elbow. It's the fattest part of the kindling.
Okay.
Of the pine. What does my sister call it? You see, my sister lives in a little town. She knows.
But that's a country term, huh?
Yeah, I'll have to ask her. She'll be falling to see how I am. I'll ask her what it is. A kindling of fat wood, splinters.
Splinters sometimes.
Now there's a man named Evans who has, he's got grandchildren now. He's been driving a truck from Carolina since he was 16 years old. He's been coming to this house. He brings us fresh vegetables in the summer. And in the winter he brings me kindling and compost.
Hmm.
And one year, it gets lazy sometimes, and the kindling was splinters, and it burned up in such a hurry it didn't catch cold. So I said to him, now this is it. And I didn't show you what he brought me. This great big log,
hmm.
this high, this big amount. And I said to him, have you lost your mind? He said, well, you wanted something big. You know what that ape did? He had to go to the swamp to get that. It was cypress bringing me something like that. It's out in the backyard. I can stand on it to reach the light, and that's about all I can do with it. But he makes it up, you know. Every once in a while, he gives me an extra cantaloupe.
Uh-huh.
And he'll say, you're still using the big one? And I keep one under the fig tree to stand on. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see. That piece of furniture there, what would you call that?
Sofa.
Sofa. Would you ever call those anything else?
Day beds.
Day bed.
Because it will open up and make a bed.
Uh-huh.
A sofa bed.
Mm-hmm.
Settee. No, it's too big for a settee. Settees are small.
What about older words like Davenport or?
Davenport's all right. Yeah,
yeah.
Acceptable.
Couch?
Couch, yes. Davenport, couch.
Okay.
All those words are good.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, yeah. And then the things that you hang on the window to keep the sunlight out, you call those?
Shades.
Okay. What about if they're on the outside?
Blinds.
Blinds, then you call them on the outside?
Yeah, blinds.
Okay.
Now, the blinds all around this house, but they're so big and so heavy that when we have them painted now, we only have one side painted because I can't ask the painter to take them off the old hooks. I'm scared the hooks will come with them.
Oh, I see.
So we just sure. leave them.
Would you ever call those shutters?
Shutters. Well, shutters.